So the next topic, guys, was...
Oh, no, don't introduce the topic.
No, 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 as a topic. As a Baz, as a topic, trust.
No, say it as in, like, as a question. So, Anthony, have you guys ever thought about... Just casually just say, have you ever guys thought about how you'd get away with murder?
Okay, go on, guys. Baz, you do it, because I feel like you got a good voice for this one. You got that sort of murder infused. I'm joking.
We're keeping that in, innit? We're keeping it in. Like, guys, is Baz trying to convince people to do a murder? Guys, I really think we should do that.
Guys, oh, wait. He's got his notepad out. He's like, Baz on the new marvelous.
Yeah, Baz will stab someone and be like, oh, that's fantastic. Oh, yes.
About to go Super Saiyan Kaioken times 10. Here
we're
go.
We're live.
Anthony, get dressed, man. Yeah.
You're listening to a man, he's wearing no pants right now.
Baz, you go to a club in a tie.
Exactly, this is what we're saying. No.
Come on, people. People, if you're listening on there, like, come on.
You take a photo. and then he becomes a stroke victim.
Skeletons in the closet.
You are now listening to the 99% Certified with Sunny Singh, Anthony Menezes, and Baz with only one name.
We can start then. Hello, boys. How's your week been?
It's been so amazingly fun and filled with activities.
Oh, another day in prison. That's all we do these days, isn't it?
Now, was there any news story this week, guys?
The lockdown's being extended. That was a big one.
Lockdown extended.
Mm. Yeah, 3 more weeks. It's going to be extended longer than that. I think that's
of course
just... You can't just off the back say 2 months lockdown. People are going to go crazy. You got to break it to them in little bits. Once the first 3 weeks is over, they'll be like kind of used to it and they'll be like, oh, 3 more weeks. And it's like, oh, it's only 3 more weeks. And then once that 3 weeks is, they're like, yeah, 3 more. And then, you know what I mean, slowly get into it. If you're off the back 9 weeks, they're just going to like start writing and all sorts.
Exactly. You know what, Sonny, you hit the nail on the head there. Do you know what this, and I saw an analogy the other day about this exact situation. And it's like, do you know when you're a kid and you ask your parents for something and they're like, oh, 5 minutes, we'll do it. And then you go again and they're like, oh, 5 minutes, we'll do it. And they keep telling you 5 minutes. That is exactly what's going on with this lockdown extension thing.
That's it.
It reminds me of...
Well, the other way is you could do the sell high, give low, or I don't know, the bait and switch, where you tell people 3 months and then you come in and give them 2 and then everyone's very happy.
Oh, yeah. I think that's called the foot in the door thing. So like you tell them something higher than what it is and you tell them something lower. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, it's like you ask your mum, can I stay up late and I want to go out tomorrow and all this shit. This is obviously one of your children's, obviously. But and then she'll only give you 1, but you only wanted 1.
Exactly, yeah. So it looks like you're giving them more options, but to be honest, you only needed 1 anyway.
Yeah, do you know what it reminds me of, though? It reminds me of Baz and Ant just trying to link up because they'll say like, yeah, 10 minutes away. And then after 10 minutes, they're still not there. And then they're like, no, 10 more minutes. It's like that. They're trying to break it down to us nicely, nice and small batches, like 3 weeks.
Let's be a little large. When you say to your mates, oh, yeah, I'm 10 minutes away, I haven't even left the bed, bro. I'm still in bed. I'm still curled up in bed. You think I'm leaving? Are you dumb?
I remember Duke of Edinburgh. We all agreed to meet at Tesco Streatham. And you round me up. We agreed to meet at 10 and you round me up at 10:30 or like 10:15 and you'd already given me like 2 missed calls and you bring me up and you go, how far away are you? I'll be honest, mate, I'm just working out. I'll be like 90 minutes.
Oh, God.
But the truth hurts. Sometimes if you're someone on the receiving end, you don't want to hear that this person's going to like mug you off.
I hate lateness. And obviously it's quite ironic because I'm quite often late, but I hate rude lateness. Like, I think sometimes you make mistakes occasionally, you're like, you know, sometimes you get lost or something, but when someone just has ignored your time and just been late, I hate that.
I always turn up a little bit late because I know everybody else is going to turn up late.
Yeah, but Sonny, if everyone's got that mindset, you end up with everyone being late and it's just, it ruins it, doesn't it?
So no one turns up.
Yeah. And then everyone's just incompetent. Like, we're grown adults. Like, I feel like, you know, it's the right time.
Yeah.
You know what I find out? I feel like when you're younger, when you're like 10 years old, you're like, you know what, by the time I'm like 18, I'm going to be a grown man. And then when you reach 18, you're like, I'm just a kid. You know what, by the time I reach 22, I'm going to be a grown man. You never get grown.
No, it's true. No, that's actually a real phenomenon. So you could be 30 years old and you'll still feel like a child compared to a 50-year-old man.
One thing I've never, because I used to look at my parents when I was younger, and they always used to do this thing where if you spilt some milk or something, they get fuming. And I never understood, why do adults get mad when you spill stuff? And I've kept that in myself, like now as an adult. If I spill something, I don't care. Like I walk around the house with a cup of coffee, splashing everywhere, going on the carpet. Who cares? The water evaporates.
I don't want to go around your house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Baz.
That's going to have coffee stains all over the carpet. Yeah,
trust me.
We have brown carpets. Yeah. It's easy.
Imagine if Baz is working in IT with the same philosophy. We're like, yeah, you know, fuck this, guys. We've got water spilling all over the servers. It's fine. It will evaporate. It's fine. Nothing will be lost.
I know you're going to dig this.
Welcome to the 99% Certified with myself, Sunny Singh,
Anthony Menezes,
and Baz,
with only one name. But today is a very special occasion. We have a special guest. He was chosen by a rigorous selection process, I must say. And it is the man, the myth, the legend, Raj Mann. Raj,
hello, hello.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, yeah. Raj, yeah.
Describe yourself in one word. Okay, three words.
Three words. I can do one. I'm going to go with gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Tantalizing is the second one.
Just to let you know, this is a podcast and you can't see yourself. So
yeah, no, I mean,
it's all about visual representation, right? You know, if you could see him right now, he'd be glowing, mate. Trust his. Yeah. I know he can't blush, but he'd be blushing hella, mate.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking in the mirror right now and I'm just like, you know, stroking my face, you know, shaping up, you know, Vogue kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. I'm getting ready for when we're allowed back out again so I can start talking to galleys.
That's it. You know, once I asked Raj to, because Raj has got one of those very, what's the word? Aesthetically pleasing faces, right? It looks very nice, easy on the eye, very easy on the eye. One time, right, I was like, oh, Raj, I really like your face. Can you email it to me? Like, and I got an email in the middle of work and I was there on a Zoom call or whatever to my boss. And I was like, oh, Raj's face just popped up. I was like, okay, this is nice.
I think I took those photos just before bed as well. Like I was pouting. I don't know. I just had them stashed up ready for you. I just had a feeling that you'd want them. And I was just like, yeah, you know what?
On email as well.
On email, yeah. We just, you know, come on. I'm a professional man, right? I want to have professional doings, whatever. So he emailed it to me.
Doings, very professional.
I know you're going to dig this.
Okay, so Anthony, what is the well talking about today?
Well, Sonny, storming into the studio today, we have another interesting topic. The UK versus US culture.
Ah, it's a big one, isn't it? I mean, it is. You would think there's not a lot of differences, both English speaking countries, similar sort of style culture, you would think. But it's not, is it?
No, it's not. And I think maybe 200 years ago, well, more than that, maybe 250 years ago, we were like the top dogs. But now we're kind of like their bitches, aren't we? Culturally.
Is it the 51st state? That's like the nickname. For us or something?
Is it?
Yeah, wow, I've never heard that before.
I swear there are 52 states in America, eh?
Okay, sorry.
50 states.
All right, so however many states are, just add one and then put the... that's what we are. So,
Damn. The thing that America, it's so... What's the word? It's very invasive with their culture. Do you know why? Because obviously, you know, they're the superpower. So that means economically... culturally, military-wise, they're basically center stage in the entire world. So everything flows through them. So it's kind of likely that we're always going to be taking stuff from their media, stuff from their world events, politics, etc.
I think that's true right now. But history proves to us that empires come and go.
They do, you know, yeah. The rise and fall of civilizations.
Exactly. 1,000 years ago, another empire was key. And 500 years after that, that empire was no more. And then 500 years later, that empire was no more. So we know that history always has empires that grow and then they go away. And what's to say that's going to be any different in the next 500 years?
Very true. But let's talk about the here and now, because that's what we as humans do, right? So here and now, America's a superpower. So should we start off with the first thing?
Who's lived in America here for any period of time?
I've been there quite a few times because I've got family out there.
Where have you gone?
So I've gone Florida, been to Nevada, I've been to Oregon, Arizona.
Where did you go to in Nevada?
So that's the thing. So I did a big road trip with the family to go see Grand Canyon. I went to Las Vegas, but I was like 15, so I couldn't do anything. It was literally so tragic.
Yeah. I feel like Las Vegas is no fun unless you're older.
Yeah, you have to be a lot older.
And rich.
Yeah, yeah, especially rich as well. But the thing is
how much does it cost for a drink?
I mean, I don't know. I was 15, mate. But it's one of the things.
Baz,
like,
Baz, have you been to America?
Nah, I'm annoyed though because I feel like America is like the ultimate place to go.
It's just
New York.
Yeah, it's just so much there, right? From New York to LA, it's just you'll see a variety of different places. It's like 10 different holidays in itself. Anthony, what about yourself? Have you been?
No, I haven't, but I could have actually been America because, been America? Who do I think I am? I could have actually been living in America because when my mom was in like India and Goa, yeah, loads of men were coming as suitors to like try and get her hand in marriage. And one of them, a few of them were all American men, American Indian men. Obviously, my dad won because my dad had the sauce. But all of these other suitors were from America. And if one of them had been successful, I could be speaking with an American twang to this day.
I mean, I don't think you would have been. I don't think that's going to lead to me in the equation.
It is. I'd be a different person. But luckily, I say luckily, like I was a UK-born boy in it.
You know, another thing I find interesting about America is whatever they do, it has to be bigger than everyone else.
Yeah, like, for example, yeah. America, fuck yeah. Mate, welcome to the US.
imagine you have aloes on a car. It's like in the UK, be like, yeah, man, I got some 18, 19 inches on my car. They'd be like, put some 25s on that, man. It's like, what?
No, that's the thing. So actually, this reminds me. So I recently just got back from America. I went to New Orleans, right? So I went to Popeyes to get some fried chicken. And on the way back, I saw this Mustang, right? But with these massive rims, like they look like they were like these wheels look like come straight off a monster trucks just on a Mustang. It did not go, but the guy had the biggest smile on his face walking around because he just thought he was the biggest man on the street.
Wait, I thought you meant it didn't go as in it was broken.
Wait, so,
sat there in a broken car?
No. I think it could still move. I mean, like he was just blasting that music around the back. So it could have.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you went to America, did you have to bring money around with you all the time, right? Because you need to tip, right?
So this is a big thing there,
isn't it?
Did you actually follow along and do that? Because I would almost feel like I have a stubbornness. I'm so silly, but I feel like that's not the way forward.
Wait, do you guys tip? Sonny, Baz, Raj, do you tip?
I tip if the service, if the service is good enough.
The service is a bit exceptional, you would tip, right?
Yeah, like if it's good service.
Yeah, if it was good, super good. But
I remember I went on a lad's holiday and we must have gone somewhere. It was just a pizza place and the service there was so bad. I'm talking about, we were sitting right next to the bar and I just ordered a Coke and our waiter, he was literally just, he wasn't even busy. And he was just sitting at the bar talking to his friend. Then he'd go for a little walk and he'd come back. And the barman had put out my Coke ages ago and I saw the bottle there. And literally, I'm talking about a good 15 minutes later, he came and handed it to me while he'd been on that table for 15 minutes and he'd been standing there. And anyways, right at the end, my friend was paying and the guy, we paid for it. And the guy was like, oh yeah, gave a receipt for a tip. And my friend was like, oh, sorry, I'm not tipping. And the guy was like, oh, why? And he goes, your service was terrible. as the guy was handing my friend his card back, he literally just chucked it at him.
Whoa. Come on. There's levels of like being disrespectful, but you can't do that. You can't be doing that. You can't treat your guests like that. That's the number one rule of hospitality. Got to make your guests feel good.
You've got to be a yes man as well. Although I mean, did hospitality and I didn't care. So I mean,
he had to be a confident guy to give us terrible service and ask for a tip at the end. the level of confidence on that guy on a night out.
You don't understand tipping because I went to Amsterdam with you and in the hotel, the man came to our room at the beginning to greet us and just like say hello. And he was actually Moroccan. And he was just hanging around and he wouldn't leave and he was starting chats with us. And you were looking around like, what's going on? And you were like, why is this guy not leaving? And obviously he was waiting for a tip. I had no money, but you didn't tip him.
I didn't because I just thought that the way he was coming about it was a bit like slimy, like, oh, you're just hanging about forcing convo just to try and get money. What what are you doing, bro? Like, if I wanted to give you a tip, I'd do it out of the kindness of my heart. You know what I mean?
Anthony got caught trying to steal a sandwich at 2 in the morning.
No, it wasn't a sandwich. In Amsterdam, like, what me and Baz were there and one time, do you know the thing about Amsterdam? You have to realize, yeah. Any of our listeners who've been Dam will understand that. Dam, they don't know how to do post nights out. because they've got all the shops that you normally go to after the night out, yeah. like fast food shops, they're all closed. People have to wander home, no food. So I was like, wait, first of all, we got no food here, so where do we need to get food, mate? I'm hungry.
Bear in mind, we'd walked like an hour to try and find food, and we couldn't get anything.
Nothing. So we ended up like cutting our losses. Nothing at all. Everything was closed. Raj, nothing was open.
But police officers said there was someone selling apples. we're not doing that.
That was it. So we decided to go back to the hotel and then cut our losses. There was a vending machine there. It had some Milky Way 12s in it. I was like, you know what? Crisps and Milky Way 12s, why not? But then we decided that the calorie intake was not good enough for us. So we thought, okay, hold on a second. What we need is hardcore carbs. And where could you find that in a hotel? The kitchen, big boy. So I was like, boys, this way here. I'm going to go to the kitchen and I'm going to find some food for us. And we're going to eat tonight. So I went to the kitchen and then I forgot that there was a 24-hour security guard the entire time. So I was in the kitchen. Don't forget, at this point, I was still battered. Yeah, I could barely walk. Went into the kitchen. I had my hand like up to the elbow in a pot full of like baguettes and stuff. And the guy literally opened the door. I whipped my hand out the pot. Fury of God was in my hand. I whipped out the pot, spun around, and he goes, "How can I help you?" And he was like, "Are you supposed to be here?" I was like, "Oh, I thought this was a toilet." And then I got asked to leave like in a harsh way.
Wait, so he asked you to leave in a harsh way? So he's like, did he like grab you or anything, or just like
he wouldn't dare put a hand on me? He just said like, "Oh, you need to leave. You can't be here."
That's the two things Amsterdam's can't do. It can't do post night food, and it can't do head on beer. Because they give you like half the beer head, don't they?
That's true. Yeah, they give. I don't know. Have you guys been to Dam, Sunny Lodge?
No, I haven't actually been to Dam.
They give you too much head. If they skip the head, I'm fine.
Well, that's the first time I complain about too much head. But whatever.
Fair enough. I'm not gonna lie. If someone just comes in and just listen to that bit now, they're gonna be like, head. Yeah, I've got too much head. Didn't get enough head.
Madness. Okay, how about this? So, Baz, I think you were going to talk about police and the justice system in America compared to here.
Oh, yeah. So one of the big things about America is that they do, like, they're pretty, like, heavy on litigation. Like, in America, people sue everyone. And they always do this thing as well in America where they go, I'm going to speak to my lawyer. But it's not your lawyer. It's just a number of a lawyer that you use. But they take ownership of lawyer, innit? That's the way of... That's a big boy line in America.
I'm not saying anything to my lawyers here. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But really, it's not your lawyer. It's just some guy that you've got number on the phone. He's not yours.
And what's even funnier is that sometimes these aren't even private lawyers. These are just state lawyers that anyone can get.
Rinky-dink lawyers. Do you know what they're called?
The public defenders, what are they called?
Do you know what they're called? A specific type of rinky-dink lawyer called ambulance chasers.
Man said rinky-dink lawyer, you know.
Ambulance chasers are these lawyers that go to scenes of disasters to try and get business. So if there's an explosion or something's happened, they'll literally be like...
They'll just be like, oh, I'm a lawyer. You have to let me foot this case. I'm a lawyer. Man, these people are crazy.
They try and find people who are injured to try and then say, I can represent you so that they can get money, get business.
Ah. So like...
They're like the lowest of low lawyers.
They sound like very con artist-y.
The instigators.
Now they're just hacks, really. If Google ambulance chasers and you can literally like see funny like pictures of... like cartoon pictures of these lawyers running after ambulances. Wait, they're just trying to get business.
Wow. So this is like the con man version of a normal solicitor. So they're just trying to get business wherever they can. Traveling salesman, basically.
Yeah, some of them hang around like police stations and stuff like that as well, don't they?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Do these guys have legit law degrees or are they just linky dink?
No, they're legit. They're legit. That's just their way of attracting business.
What I think about America, which is crazy compared to ours, is their police. Like, so... obviously, we know that they have guns there. We don't. But I quite like the idea of not having armed police here. No, not having armed police.
No.
Wait, you want armed police here? You want armed police in the UK?
Sorry, my bad, because you said it like it was an unpopular opinion.
No. I like the idea of keeping guns out of the hands of our normal bobbies. Because once you give them guns, it's difficult, man.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Exactly, because like, a police officer, I could be a police officer tomorrow. And the idea that I would have a gun that could kill someone is mad.
So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
I wouldn't give Baz a gun.
Whoa.
I know, I wouldn't go anywhere near him. I'm sorry, Baz. Like, you're a lovely guy, but I don't know if I'll go anywhere near you if you had a gun.
I concur. I should not have a gun.
For a man who can't keep hold of his keys on a night out, I do not think the responsibility of a gun should be bestowed to Baz. It's
true. I mean, I think the type of guns that are available, that's the crazy part, isn't it? It's like they've got sort of... Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like, okay, imagine a simple handgun. You think, okay, maybe I can understand why they would want that for their protection. But they're handing out flipping automatic rifles, and like, what? In what world would you need that for your protection?
Post-apocalypse. Yeah, there is no need for it. But let's talk about the police here specifically. Like, so I was doing some research, right? And there's two different types of police in the, state police. Well, you've got state police and you have city police. So the state police are the ones who patrol the highways, and they've actually got more powers than the city police. But you're more likely to be killed by the city police.
Ah. The state troopers.
State troopers, that's it, yeah.
Why is that?
Because city troopers, city police, they're the ones who are like fixing all the crimes in the big cities. But state troopers, they're the ones who can control the entire state. And so, for example, if you were doing a police chase, it will be state troopers who are tracing you.
It's actually mad, because I used to, my favourite show as a kid was those American cop chase shows.
I love those shows.
And they used to have it where if someone was transferring across a border, they would literally be on the radio saying, if he goes into the border, we can't do anything. And they would be trying to communicate with the next police district to try and say, you can take over. And if they couldn't organise it, then that person would just go free.
See, that's the crazy thing about America. It's massive. So you can't, like, you have all these different states. You have all their own laws as well within all those different states that as soon as, literally, you could just like commit a crime. All you got to do is get over to the other, past the state border, and you know it's going to take them time to come after you.
Yeah, but within reason, Lodge. If you like did a diamond heist or something which is really high profile, I'm pretty sure the next state would know that you were coming.
Yeah.
Do you guys know in France that there's a thing called duty of care or something? Duty to rescue, which means in France, if you don't help in a situation where people are in danger.
Yeah,
it's against the law.
I've not heard of that.
I need to look into that.
There's a similar thing actually, Baz. In America, they have a thing called the Stand Your Ground law in a lot of states. So, they call it Stand Your Ground. They also call it Line in the Sand, but it's the same thing. Essentially, if someone attacks you, if someone tries to commit a crime against a person, that person could include you. You are empowered by the state to fight back and potentially hurt them.
Oh, okay. So in that way, as long as if the ultimate act is just, you can break other laws.
Exactly. Yeah. So for example, if I saw someone mugging a woman and I saw a big baseball bat next to me, let's say I had one in my hand. I don't know. If I hit this guy normally and he wasn't mugging the woman, that would straight up be called, that would be ABH, GBH, right? I'd be going to prison. But if I do it while he's committing another crime, I'm exempt.
But how do you justify having a baseball bat and just walking around with that?
I like to bear arms, innit? I can have a baseball bat if there's a weapon in it.
No, just, you never know. You might be walking back on the baseball field. Just so happens you come across an absolute hideous crime. You're like, I'm going to hit a home run today. And it's whacking some guy around there.
You know what? In the UK, what do we have? We have police who carry tasers, right? And this can lead to some funny stories, right? Have you seen the famous video of the police going to the gym and then there's a black guy and he's like... who wants to try and test me? He's like, they tase him, and he's like,
rips it out.
Dead,
he's like, nah.
Dead, rips it out. Dead.
Yeah, that was such a boss video.
It's a sick video. That
we all aspire to.
There's like, there's five police guys, and they don't know what to do.
What can you do? A guy's just walked off a taser, Baz. You know what? We've also got citizens arrest laws in the UK. So, like I said before, we've all seen the famous video of the guy, the BBC editor, getting mad and going, "This is a citizen's arrest. Put your hands on the car and prepare to die." Everyone's seen this video. Like,
well, now, he worked for the BBC?
Yeah, he worked for the BBC.
Oh my Lord, that's embarrassing. And then he goes around the car and there's a kid at the back and he goes, "You are under arrest. You are under arrest. And you.
You are too."
Oh, I got an interesting one. I literally just watched it the other day. There must have been this kid. I don't know the exact story, but he must have gone to Asda and he must have just called a ruckus just the other day. And they must have been abusive to the staff there and stuff like that.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, and then his dad dragged him down to Asda and made him apologise to everyone.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
That's embarrassing.
He was insulting his son in front of the staff. And he's like, say you're sorry.
That's good parenting, though, because a lot of parents wouldn't even care. So I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah.
That reminds me of the video, though, of the after the London riots. this kid got done, right? And we had to go to court and his dad was just waiting for him outside. He comes out, turns out he's got like, I don't know how much, I think he had like 500 hours of community service, but all he stole was a bunch of bananas. He just stole bananas and he got done for like 500 hours of community service.
The London riots was viewing for the whole family, wasn't it? The whole family gathered around to watch the TV, to watch everyone ransack London.
That was it, yeah. No, the riots, but you know what's funny about the riots, right? Some people were moving mad. This one guy stole a big bag of basmati rice from Tesco, right? And that became a meme. I just thought to myself, bro, if you're stealing rice in a riot, your life must be in the gutter, mate. Why are you not stealing a PS4 or a television? Okay, elephant in the room. So, Raj, you've obviously been to America a lot. What's the difference between UK girls and US girls?
The galleys.
Okay, so Galdem sugar.
I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't know what is. There is a bit of a difference. I'm not going to lie. There's something in the water in the US. There's something in the water. There's something that's happening there. Because it's doing bits for them. It's working out. I don't know what it is. It's doing bits.
It's fluoride because their teeth are better than ours, isn't it?
Mate, everything's better than ours. All right, so... All girls are beautiful in their own way, right?
But, of course, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just...
Baz stayed silent there.
Say again? No, I was silent, yes.
You got something to say, Baz?
What about Moira Hindley?
Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
The female murderer.
Huh? Bro, if you're... What? I wouldn't even consider the female murderer a potential link. What are you talking about?
Ian Brady and Moira Hindley.
Oh, Brady and Hindley. Brady and Hindley.
Yeah. Second chances, doesn't
it? Isn't it, bro? If you imagine this, yeah. Imagine you find out your girl's done an M. You find out your girl's done a murder. What are you doing? You found out. She's told you. No. She's... Sonny, you've been in a relationship for 5 solid years. Now, you've had an intimate moment and she's told you in confidence, Sonny, I think I just want to get this off my chest. I've killed a man. What do you do? What's your move?
Well, context. So we need to know what was the reason she murdered him.
She murdered him. Yeah. Like, it was,
she starts saying some crazy stuff like...
Yeah. No. Don't forget, this is the love of your life, yeah? You've lived with this girl for 5-6 years now, right? But she tells you that it wasn't a hot-blooded murder. She didn't do it as like a crime of passion. It was a cold-blooded murder. So she thought about this and she murdered someone.
Well, no, I think we got to call it quits, guys.
Nah, mate.
Yeah, but what she murders you? What she murders you?
No.
Oh, right,
see. Shall I tell you what you got to do? You got to just feed it some...
Imagine if you break a heart.
You got to feed it to the tigers, innit?
Kel fucking Baskin. No, it's true, though. Like, Baz, if you break a heart, she's murdering you. She's murdering you, mate.
Yeah. But if she's been like calm all the way through, we'll probably keep it on the download, but...
No,
mate. Bro, she's killed someone. She's killed someone.
Well, you know what I would say? I would not be scared of her killing me.
Okay, what you got?
Baz, how you handle this situation is gonna play. For example, if you're like, oh, okay, and you just go back to kissing her, she's gonna think, wow, we're on the same wavelength. She's gonna have a plan in action. She's gonna start sending you dark memes.
And if you
start responding to them, she's gonna be like slowly introducing it in. Do you ever think about this?
Obviously.
You're gonna go home and your Netflix just scene is gonna be all like Making a Murderer or something like that.
That's true. It's gonna be
obviously I would say if it did happen in real life, I would report it to the police. Obviously.
No,
just
but
in case anyone else has to listen.
You've got to put plans in place because the thing is, she would have thought about that. She would have thought, oh no, if he goes to the police, I'm gonna have to do this.
Exactly.
It's a scale of range. It could be obviously it's not a crime of passion. It could be. She's like a psychopath, like mad person, or she logically thought to kill someone. It wasn't from a passionate thing. It was just like they decided to kill someone.
Yeah, but those are the worst murders, man. That's a cold-blooded murder. That's when you sat down and thought about it. It's called malice aforethought. That's it. No. It's called malice aforethought.
No one fact checks you, so I don't know if you're just making up.
No, this is a real thing. So
it's true,
Baz. This is a real thing. Guys. So first-degree murder is so called because it contains a thing called malice aforethought. So this is when you sit down, malice aforethought. You sit down and you think about it like, listen, I'm going to kill this person. This is my plan. This is how I'm going to execute it. And then you put it into action. That's why it's
murder. But I think there's different levels to that, though, isn't it? It's like, for example, a lot of people that go down for that crime, they've done it because they're going to maybe gain some monetary thing out of it. But you're talking about somebody that gains pleasure out of doing stuff like that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, but
there's got to be different levels to that. That's
straight up psycho.
Yeah, and if you're, let's say for example, your girl has, that we're talking about this analogy, like let's say your girl has done first degree murder, that's a completely different ball game, mate. Like this girl, you don't know what she's capable of. She, like, in the middle of the night, she could look at your phone and see a message from someone else. She might think you're seeing someone else. She could cut your dick off, mate. You don't know what she's capable of.
Yeah.
So what's the closest you've done to a criminal act?
Which is generally,
we've not broken nothing too serious, obviously.
I don't know if I can mention this on the podcast. But...
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
I don't know if I can mention this stuff.
I need to know after
this. We'll catch up offline, did it?
Park in a double yellow like some serious stuff like that.
Once I got 2 points when I was speeding, guys.
Anthony, did the girl say to you she likes bad boys? Is that why you did it?
So I got, by the way, before I buy you another drink, just look, I've got 2 points in my speeding.
I dropped 31 and a 30.
That's my point. I think there's something about the US girls which is different. Have you noticed that the way they take care of their bodies and do like PE and beauty is a lot more, I think they take it more seriously than the girls here.
Yeah, they definitely do.
I think you've been watching way too many films.
No, it's true.
You're just viewing rose-tinted
glasses. It's got one of the largest obesity crises in the world, man.
About girls our age, right? Young girls, right?
Hollywood is not the way in the rest of America.
No. It's large, obviously. Large, you've been there. Think about girls who are like early 20s.
So literally, I think, to be fair, I think it might be just, my views might be skewed because I've only been to like the bigger commercial areas. But definitely, I feel as if there is a bigger, but the thing is, I think in a way it's not a positive thing, it's a negative thing because of just media in general. So I think media's led to it.
In what sense? What do you mean?
It's led to them having to pressure them into having that sort of body.
That's not good then.
Yeah, I think you kind of like large because I saw a chart showing the ideal body types in both the US and the UK yesterday. And the one in the US for girls is mad. Like, it looks so unattainable. You don't think most people would think, oh, is that what I need to be? Whereas compared to the UK, it's a little bit more realistic.
What about guys?
Same for guys. But in the US, the guys have got shredded six-pack abs, like waterboard. Is that what it's called?
Waterboard? I think waterboard's something
else. Not waterboard, is it? What's the word? It's not waterboard, is that washboard? Washboard abs, isn't it? It's called washboard. Is that it? Washboard abs.
Anthony, you've never been.
No. I looked at a statistic, which means that I'm a pundit on this, man.
Yeah, mate.
I'm looking at
this. You watched the film once.
Yeah, stats are everything. As long as you know your stats, that's it.
What's that statement about knowledge? Too little knowledge is dangerous. Drink from the cup. Don't drink at all.
He watched Mr. Olympia.
You know this.
Yeah, Baz, I'm smirking at you, but I'm holding a big glass of vermouth in my hand, so I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing.
I know you're gonna dig this.
So, Large, when you were out there, did you do much like clubbing or drinking? Could you tell us about some of the differences between the social dynamics in a UK bar compared to a US bar?
Okay, yeah. So this is the one thing that really pisses me off. They all do is drink. They just drink themselves to death. They just keep necking. And it gets to the point where you're just like, the amount of people I just saw passed out on the street in their own piss was incredible. Because literally they just keep drinking.
Raj, don't put your nose up at that.
I'm not putting my nose up at that.
That's called a good night.
Yeah, it's a good night. I mean, you should know.
Just for the record, I've never done that, but I'm just joking, obviously. I'm not one of those guys.
The video evidence on my phone begs to differ.
By the way, me and Anthony have a friend who in Freshers Week, slept on a park bench because he couldn't be asked to go home. And then he got woken by a homeless man who said that was his spot.
I've hit many lows in life, boys, but I've never been ousted off a bench by a homeless man saying that that's his home.
I know this guy. I know he started like getting aggy with it, like arguing. That's new lows. So, guys, do you think you guys would be able to get away with murder?
Ooh. Before we bull in a China shop this year, let's think about this logically, right? If you kill someone, the easy part is killing them. The hard part is disposing of the body. Have you thought about that?
That's true. 90% of murders, the hardest bit is the body, like to get rid of it. we got to do with it. That's just a stat I come up with, just because I'm pretty sure it probably is.
I didn't know I was in a podcast with experts right now.
No one's fact checking anyone in here, man. We could be chatting bullshit. And no one knows.
You guys said it with so much confidence and all sorts.
You know what? Generally, we can just come next week and literally just let's make up our own facts.
Why have you told us that? Now the audience knows, Baz.
90% of bodies. Yeah, so like, that's
I've
the
got away, like getting rid of the body. So have you guys seen the film Snatch? It's the really good gangster movie from the UK.
I know what you're gonna say.
There's a part when the main guy Blicktoff, he's like, oh, the best way to dispose of a body is to slice it up and to feed it to starved, hungry pigs, because a pig will eat anything. And I'm not gonna lie, if you've got good contacts like sketchy farmers and that, mate, that's a great way to get rid of a body. Think about it. They're just shitting it out. What's no one's going to look. The only way that he says is that you could be discovered is if you forget to take out the teeth, because dental records are a really good way of identifying bodies.
I don't know if that's true or not, because, you know, I haven't been fact checking.
No, 100% is. It's apparently three things. It's hair, teeth, and DNA. So like by DNA, I mean like dead skin. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, damn. So, okay, I mean,
you should have really asked that psycho girlfriend that told you she can't.
In it, did you make sure that you were wearing gloves when you did it? Oh, like, nice one, baby. Yeah, let's keep kissing.
She's got a notepad behind you, just like not in. Like, yeah. Okay, gloves, tick.
Right, so boys, have you thought about this logically? How would you do it? I think it depends on the circumstance. So I was thinking, yeah, obviously this sounds really bad, but if there's someone I don't like who I want to kill, let's say they have an allergy. And I know they're allergic to shellfish. I'd spike their food with an allergen, which is shellfish related, and I'd hide their EpiPen. So when they have an anaphylactic shock, it will look like an accident. Boom. Mm-hmm. Murder. And I'm getting away with it.
That laugh was slightly creepy at the end.
You can push people easily. Like pushing people downstairs is obviously...
I'll tell you a story about my family. Like, there was almost a murder in my family.
This sounds good. What is happening? Oh, Lord. What's going on here?
This is, boys, let me just strap yourself in there. This is a madness. Basically, I've got a cousin in Goa. My cousin, right? He has a wife who the family were like, at first, they disapproved of her because I don't know what was wrong with her, but they ended up getting married. Very clever guy, by the way, very shrewd guy. Normally, he gets away with a lot of like crazy stuff because he's very very likable, very charismatic. And him and his wife came to visit us a few years ago in our old house, me and the family, and everything looked fine. His wife was just doing her thing, and I was like, okay, that's cool. They went back to Goa. Basically, and his wife went up a mountain, okay? They were doing some trip, and it turns out that the wife didn't actually like... She just wanted to marry him so she'd be able to inherit all of his wealth when he dies.
This sounds like so much like the narration that they do in like these serial killer documentaries. That they finally found out girlfriend's brother didn't really like him.
She didn't really like him at all.
it's like the start of every story in a serial killer film.
But yeah, exactly. So the wife didn't actually like him, and she wanted to actually orchestrate his death so she could inherit all of his wealth. It got to the stage where and his wife were on the precipice of a cliff. Now, the other people who were in the group, they were close by, and they saw, multiple eyewitnesses saw, his wife try to push him off a cliff.
I'm sorry. I don't mean it in a rude way. Like, I'm just laughing at how crazy that is, because that seems like he's out of a movie or something. I if that was Baz, Baz would have stayed with
it. She'd get away with it, to be fair.
No, Baz.
S-I-M-P simp. Yeah, back to our thingy. How else would you guys get rid of bodies or get away with murder?
With poisoning, you've just got to make sure it doesn't come up with the autopsy. So what Ant said earlier is probably better. I mean, fingers crossed that the person does have some sort of health problems or whatever. You can just work on that and use that to your advantage.
Old people fall down a lot anyway, so you would get away with it.
Yeah, but Baz...
Like, there was a comedian called John Mullally who said... once old people hit a certain age, all they talk about is who died and who fell over. Like Deirdre, what happened to her?
Wow.
Fell over.
Oh, she hurt her hip.
She did. We are the 99% certified. With myself, Sonny Singh.
Anthony Menezes.
And Baz.
with only one name, bringing you hard-hitting topics so you don't have to. And we'll see you again, guys, next week. Enjoy three more weeks of lockdown. Thank you for listening, guys, to the 99% Certified. Follow us on Insta and Twitter at 99% _certi, C-E-R-T-I. And follow our personal Instas at real_sunnysing, S-I-N-G-H, and Anthony on @ant_menezes, M-E-N-E-Z-E-S 7. And finally, follow Baz on b.baz11. Also, guys, thank you for all the support you've shown us. Please do follow us on Spotify and iTunes. And please leave us a rating so we can keep on entertaining your lives. Also, guys, please send us any dilemmas that you have and you want us to address on the show. And you can send those on 99%certified@gmail.com. And that is a 99 as a number, 99. All right, guys, we'll see you soon.